All right, now we're being recorded. Rav Sholeiman is here. We're learning over here with Masechta Nazir. The first staff of Masechta Nazir, daf beis, on Aleph. Masechta Nazir called Kinu Nazirus Kinazirus. The first staff is very, very similar to the first staff of Masechta Nedarim. And we deal with expressions that Chazal, expressions, different nuschois that a person can use to accept upon himself nazirus. And then we also come in contact with the principle of yad. Yad, yesh yad l'neder, just like when it comes to a neder, there are two different ways a person can become nazirus, through a kinui and a yad. Just like we learned in Masechta Nedarim Kol, Kinuye Nezirus Kinezirus, all different expressions, all different terms are also valid to Mekabel Nezirus. And then the Mishnah right away ignores the Kinuy and goes into Yad. Ho'oimer, person says, Ehei, I will be. He does not say what he will be. Harei Zeh Nazir, O Ehei No'eh, I will be beautiful. So the Gemara here tells that being a Nazir is considered to be beautiful. Or a hey nazir, or a hey no'er, a hey no'er, period. And then, now the Mishnah goes now into the case of kinuyim. Nazir, nozik, noziach, poziach, harei ze nazir. So we're going over here, we're vacillating between a yad and a kinuy. The Mishnah starts off by telling us over here, kol kinuyim nizik nizirus, kinuyim. And then it goes to the case of Ehei, I will be, which is not a kinui, it's a yad. You're starting out your expression, and then it goes into another Ehei, or Ehei no'eh. That's not a kinui, that is a yad. And then it shifts to all the different types of kinuyim, which is a nozir, noziach, nozik, noziach, and poziach. All of these cases, whether it's a yad, whether it's a kinui, harei ze nozir. Okay, next. Hareini kizeh. I want to be like that. The Gemara is going to say the next case, the next part of the Mishnah is not a yad, and it's not a kinui. But instead, the person is sitting in the street on a park bench, and right in front of him passes a person who, for whatever the reasons are, this fellow assumes that the person that's passing in front of him is a nozir. And the one on the park bench says, you know something, I want to be just like him. I want to be just like that person. So the question over here is, and then we assume now the case where the person that's passing in front of him is a nazir. Harini kizeh, harini, or he's harini misalsel. I want to be misalsel. A new case. I want to go twirl my hair. Harini mechalkel. I want to be mechalkel. Mechalkel, I believe, is another expression for twirling your hair. If I'm not wrong, what is over here in the side of the Gemara? Harini mechalkel. It means to be megadol. Mechalkel means to grow longer. Mechalkel chayim b'chesed. Mechalkel means legadel. Hashem is megadol. Mechalkel chayim b'chesed. Hashem doesn't just sustain. We translate the word mechalkel chayim b'chesed to mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sustains. Mechalkel chayim b'chesed. He sustains life with kindness. That's not necessarily correct. You see from this Mishnah Masechta Nazir that the word mechalkel, hareini mechalkel, doesn't mean to sustain. It means to grow. Today, in this century, there's a new word in the dictionary, to grow your business. We never heard that word before. When we were kids, we never heard the word to grow your business. You'd say that term, we'd look at you like, what are you talking about? Today, the word grow is like a verb, to grow your business. It's a new term. Mechalkel means just that. Mechalkel chayim mechalkel. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he grows life amongst humanity. Mechalkel, that's what it says over here on the side of the Gemara. That the person says, I want to be mechalkel in the context of here. I want to grow long here. Okay, so over here, even though it's the middle of the winter, it's Shvat, but we're learning over here a yesoid for the yamim noiraim. Divrei Torah, aniyim b'makom echad, v'ashidim b'makom acher. Who would imagine that on the third day of Shvat, we come across a Gemara, a Mishnah, that touches upon the Yesod of Rosh Hashanah. We want to welcome to the Beis Medrash Rav Shlomi Rabinowitz Shlita. Kindly ask all of our million viewers out there in the big wide world to please pause and stand in honor of the person that's entered into the Beis Medrash of Shlomi Rabinowitz. Bow your head. Give a round of applause. Give a round of applause. And the most important thing is send in a check. Hakesef ya'ana es hakol. The end of the day, it's all about money. So let's not forget that, everybody say, and everyone please. Make a deposit. A withdrawal.
Will make some dollars.
What else? You missed my whole montage.
Introduction?
Yeah. You missed my whole introduction, but you come late.
You probably said, why is the decoration the way it is over here?
Ataka didn't do that. Ataka, I forgot to do that this time. There's no two decorations in the whole Shas that are the same. You know that? Every single the Shas, every single decoration in Shas, in the first box, is a different style.
Who made the decorations?
Good question. It's a good question.
You see?
We want to welcome Mr. Rappaport to the Beis Medrash.
Good evening, welcome.
Okay, we're in the middle of the Mishnah. Harei Zinaz, Harei Elai, Tzipoilim, finish the Mishnah, so we're going to start something fresh. Harei Elai, Tzipoilim, I want to bring birds. So, bring birds, a Nazir, if he becomes Tameh, he brings birds. This potential to bring birds. Ramei Omer Nazir, Vachacham Omer Me'enai Naz. Let's do the Rashis. Okay, so we're going to work backwards. For our people who have come join us right now, have no worry. Just because you missed the first half hour of the Shir, don't worry. We'll be able to fill you when we read the Rashis. Rashi over here says, Kol Kidin is here, so we're going to be reviewing the Mishnah now through the lens of Rabbeinu Shlomo Yitzchoki. The Rabbon, otherwise known as Reishin Yudis, the Rabbon Shel Yisrael. And by the way, we want to welcome him back. We want to give a round of applause to Rashi, who has been away for 81 days.
Why? He didn't say Rashi.
The Mefarish. The Mefarish, according to many.
He said Rashi.
It said Rashi? Yeah, and definitely in the Nadarim. Okay, so there was a very big debate if that was Rashi. So there's no. So now we want to welcome him back. Yeah, when they have to write Rashi, you know that it means that it's not Rashi. Isn't that the way it goes? If they have to tell you that it's safe and effective, you know, watch out.
Okay, I hear you. Over here, it doesn't say
when
Rashi.
Someone has to tell you what the when someone has to tell you the obvious, you know something.
They're covering up.
You know that something is wrong. You know something is wrong. So if it has to tell you Masechta Nedarim that it's Rashi, you already would get suspicious. Wait a minute. Why do you have to tell me it's Rashi? Of course it's Rashi. Oh, maybe it's not Rashi. That's a machlokes. I think the big machlokes is Rashi. I think they say it's not Rashi. There's even a dilemma. If the Rashi of Masechta Nozir is Rashi. But I think most of the people accept that it is Rashi. So we want to welcome back Rashi after a vacation of 91 days.
So you can't make a Siyam Hashem, Rashi.
It's saying good. Rashi did. Rashi can make a Siyam Hashem. If Rashi would come to the Siyam Hashem, they wouldn't let him.
What's his credentials?
They wouldn't let him on the dais. Okay, let's see. Let's see over here. This is in the Rashi. Rashi over here is called Kinnin Nizirus, Kinnin Nizirus, Kolam Makabal Lov Nizirus. Rashi over here on top page is called Makabal Nizirus, Bebois and Lashon. Anyone that's Makabal Nizirus with this language, Bebois and Lashon, Shabodu Lohen Chacham. Now, this is the key word of Rashi. Shabodu means they fabricated. Shabodu. They made them up. These are words. Rashi over here says in tremendous chiddush. This is how you know that the Rashi over here in Masechta Nozir is not the Rashi Masechta Nedarim, because Rashi Masechta Nedarim never ever used this expression. Shabodu milivoy. We had the same sugi there in the first half of Masechta Nedarim. Rashi and them don't ever use this terminology. The Gemara in the Machlok is exactly what are the lashonis. What is the kinoi? Nozik poziach. All these funny words, are these real words, or are these words that don't exist, that were created? So Rashi over here says, it's Machlokes in the Gemara, And according to one opinion, all of these expressions of Nozik, Paziach are terms that were fabricated, which were invented by Chazal. They invented these words to use these words as a technique in order to mekabel nezirus. So again, the top Rashi, kol hamekabel of nezirus be'oisoi
loshon. Does this mean that people actually use these terms?
Yes, they did. Yes, they use these terms. Chazal made up these words. These words do not exist. No one ever spoke these words. They were no one's dictionary.
So why would they do that?
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the answer. There must be, there's certainly a reason. There's certainly a very good reason why they would do it. I don't know the answer.
Obviously there are, but what are they?
I don't know. Very limited preparation. I don't know. I'm sure there's a reason why, but according to this interpretation, Chazal deliberately, they created out of thin air new vocabulary words. And they told the Tzibor, these are words that we're going to use when we want to accept upon ourselves Nazirus.
Now in economics, it's interesting. When the Federal Reserve does open market operations, you know what that is, right, Rabbi?
They make up money. You're allowed to lend money that doesn't exist.
No. Yeah. What happens is the Federal Reserve buys, let's say they buy bonds, right?
Yeah.
They want to add money to the economy. Let's say $1 trillion. So, according to the textbook I'm using, where does the Fed get the $1 trillion from?
They make it up. Out of thin air.
They put in all the zeros into the computer.
Out of thin air.
Puff, they make money out of nothing. Now, and it goes the other way also in economics. When they buy the bonds back and they give the money back, we're puff. Everything is made up. So here, we have the same concept
I wouldn't say the same thing. Okay, I hear. You said, I think there's a little bit of a difference when you make believe money, and that's why the economy that caused inflation, and that's the whole problem. The government has spent over these last couple of years for COVID, they've created make believe money. They came out.
I understand. Is the reason why there's inflation because they made up money, or are they because they announced that they made up?
Inflation is a tax. Inflation is a tax in order to keep the rich richer, to make the rich richer. They make up money, and there's more money in the market. Everything becomes there's more money in the market, so everything is worth less money. It is basically.
How does it become
worth less money?
All right, let's start. Let's not talk about economics. Another time for economics. Weiter. Call so nochmal the mission. The Chazal of here Shabbat believe was a very important Yisoid. We only came to learn this Yisoid Dayenu. Is that when it comes to there's something called a kinui. What is a kinui? A kinui is the term that was invented by Chazal for whatever the reason is in order to be makabel nezirus. Nachmal Rashi, call a makabel of nezirus bil oisur loshen shebodu lohen chacham that they invented. Harei hu nazir, kumoi im omar hareini nazir. That's fine. That's not called a kinui. That's harei kumoi im omar hareini. It's equivalent. If a person were to say hareini nazir, he is certainly a nazir. But let's say he uses a word that was invented, the Elohim Kinui Nazirus, Nozik, Noziach, Poziach, three words. Mi Shama, Hareini Nozik. I want to be a Nozik, Oy Shama, Hareini Noziach, Oy Poziach, Harehu Nozir. Why Mishum? Holein, Taimei, because of these reasons. What are the reasons? What are the reasons? So Rashi explains, he reviews what he just says. Is the army, some say, Lashon Shabodu Lohen Chachomim Heim. These are words that were invented out of thin air by Chazal to be terms that can be used by people to accept upon themselves Nezirus. They publicized this in the MLA handbook. Proper grammar, that anyone that wants to be Mekabel Nezirus can say these words and then become a Nazir. The Isyar Mitzvah said that it is not correct. Chazal did not invent new vocabulary words. These words are words that have been corrupted. In the words Noziach, Poziach, there are people that unfortunately do not know, they did not get in their youth a proper education. They did not have the benefit of having a government program to have speech therapists to properly learn how to pronounce the words. Or
they didn't ask
for a speech therapist, and or their writing skills were deficient. And over generations, the word Nozir by some members of the population turned into Nozik, Poziach, and it turned into Nozik, Noziach, and Poziach. They are words that are used by the Gentiles. It's a corrupted form of the word. Now, this is a very fascinating Rashi. Where would you learn such a Mardik Rashi if not by Rabbi Sholim and Shlita? Look what it says over here. It says over here, Im Yishum Dechi Mochas L'Regel Tukuf. Look at the first word. The first word is Nozik. Nozik. A Kuf. A Kuf has two parts. A Kuf is a Reish with a Vav. Is that correct? A Kuf. Think of a letter Kuf. A long Vav. And like a Nun, you have a Reish. And in the Reish, you have like a Nun. Fine, endonon, fine, endonon. What happens if you erase the endonon? Nozik. And you take the kuf and you erase the endonon in the kuf, what does that turn into now? Nozir. Next. The doif in the ches, the noziach. You have noziach. Let's say you delete, you scratch off the left side of the letter ches. Erase. Then it's become nozir. The gagoy de pay. The poziach. The gag of the pay, there is poziach, the doif in the ches sheboy. If you erase the gag of the pay, and that's a little more complicated, you erase the gag of the pay, which means really it's like the left side. A pay, if you go and you erase, basically the gag means the left side of the pay. So then it turns into a nun. And the doifin of the ches, it turns into nazir. You make the pay into a nun. The way you make the pay into a nun is you slice basically the left. Right. The nose, so then it looks like a nun. It looks like a nun, a shtickle. He calls it the gag. The gagoy de pay. Okay, that really means the part of the pay that comes down, that goes into the inside. And the doifin ches, shaboy, mash v'slay nazir. Okay, so this is the Rashi over here lays out a beautiful yisoid of what is a kinoy. The kinoy over here is either it's words shabodu chachamim, they invented. Mr. Rappaport asked the $6 million question. Inflation, no more $600,000 question. Now we have inflation, $6 million question. As to why would Chazal see to it to invent words that don't exist? I don't know the answer. And the second.
Also, pazir, if it was pazir, it's even closer to nazir.
It says poziach. You do two things: you have to manipulate the pay, and you have to manipulate the ches.
So certainly, if you only manipulate one,
that's the first two words. That's the first. But that's according to this, that is the second interpretation. The first interpretation is the mila shabodu chachamim. The second interpretation is the words. Okay, next words of Rashi. Now we are shifting gears. We start off kinui. The mission starts called kinui nizirus ki nizirus. Then we start discussing yodos. We go to yodos. Eho, I want to be. Avli shaloy hoitzi bisfas of nazir. That's called the yad. You never even said the word nazir. That's also going to be valid. Harei ze nazir. Diyodois nizirois kinizirus. Ucheshem. And just like kishoiches odon beves yad shal kli umagbia esakli. If you hold of a pot and the pot has a handle and you hold the handle, you're holding the pot. Even though I'm not holding the pot, I'm holding the handle, the yad controls the pot. I want to be beautiful. Okay, that's the opening line, opening yisoid in Likto, Ali Yisoides of the Ganze Masechta, in what we learned over here tonight. And now we're going to review the mission. Here's the opening Mishnah, Kol Kinu Nizirus Kinizirus. The Mishnah starts, I'm reading the Mishnah again. Every kinu is zeros kin zeros. And now we give, now that's a kinu. And now the Mishnah jumps and discusses yodos. Ho'oimer eho, I want to be. Or if he says, aha, aha. Or hare is a nazir. He's a nazir. A yad is enough. Or oi, ehe, noe, I want to be beautiful. Beautiful. So what is the halacha? The halacha is nazir. He becomes a nazir. Okay, the mission is makatzer. Doesn't say harei ze nazir. It just says the halacha is nazir. Now we return to the opening line of the mission. The mission says kinuyim, and now we review. We go back to the sugya of kinuyim, and we tell you there are three kinuyim. That's it. Three kinuyim, and the kinuyim are nozik, noziach, poziach. And if a person were to say harei ani nozik, or harei ani noziach, or harei pozik, harei ze nozir. Now we go to a new case. Only three cases. The Mishnah only, because what? Pazir? No, the Mish doesn't say that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't. I hear it's a good question. Why don't we say Kol Shchen? Madach Paziach. We only have to manipulate yet two letters. So Kol Shchen going to manipulate just one letter. I hear your question. It's a kavalical question. It's a meritical question. And you probably can win a Nobel Prize for answering that question. But I don't know the answer. Weiter. Now we go to the end of the edition, which Rashi, for some reason, chose not to comment at all. And Rashi leaves for later on. Harini, because a person sees another fellow walking in the street, I want to be like that guy. I want to be just like him. What is the law? You become a Nazir. Or Harini Misalsel. I want to be. We have that word by Yosef Atzadik. Yosef was Misalsel Besara. He was 17 years old with Hunar. Esbenei Bilavnei Zilpa. Rashi says he was Oysa Maisenaros. He was Misalsel Besara. Or Hareni Michalkel. So I gave a whole drush on this word. I want to be Michalkel. Michalkel Chayim Bechesed. What does that word mean? How would you translate the word Michalkel? Before you came to the first 7 minutes. Michalkel means what? To sustain, right? Hashem sustains. How would you translate it in English? Every day, three times a day.
Support.
Michalkel Chayim Bechesed. How do you translate that in your mind every single day, three times a day? Mechalkel Chayim Bechesed. I always translate it in my little head that Hashem sustains life with kindness. So Rashi, so it seems that maybe that's one interpretation, but it seems it's much deeper than that. Because here, you don't sustain here. You grow here. You grow here. So Mechalkel, according to this Mishnah, seems to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he, like today, I said before, today there's a term in the Welt called to grow your business. You ever heard that term before? To grow your business is a new term. This did not exist in the dictionary 10 years, 15 years ago, did not exist in the dictionary. No one knew, when you were to grow, you ever hear so, you want to grow your business. Let me teach you how to grow your, take a seminar to learn how to grow your business. This is, no one ever told, yeah, that's not grammar. It's a new concept that has entered into our vocabulary. It's part of dictionary already.
To
grow your business, it's another concept in business world, to grow your business. So the Eibishter, he grows life. He created this world, he created a business. The Welt, Torah is the best destroyer. The Welt is one big business. It's a business, and Hashem, He is lechalkel chayim bechesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He grows life. He does not just sustain life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes, allows, and not just allows, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He gives, He blows life into the world to cause life to grow life. It's a very profound idea. That's a new translation. It was kedai for me to come just tonight, to wake the whole day for this opportunity to come and to be awakened to that translation of what the word mechalkel means. Because in this context, mechalkel means a person says, I want to grow long hair. And the term that the Mishnah chose to express that idea of to grow long hair is mechalkel. That's not the term that we would use to refer to growing long hair. It must be because we don't know what the word even means. But mechalkel does not necessarily mean to sustain or to support. It means to actually cause it to get more, to expand, to grow. And that's how it's been used over here by the Nazir. Shlomi, wasn't it kedai to learn the whole Masechta Nazir just for this? A Nazir. We're in Masechta Nazir now. No, but this kind of mechalkel, you never had with this. This is a more digzach. Hareini mechalkel. This is a nusach which a nazir says about his hair. He wants to grow long hair. So you see the word mechalkel means to grow. It doesn't just mean to sustain. So this hatfasa. Right, so this hatfasa. So now you're talking hatfasa. All of these things we learned by Masechta Nedarim, a lot of repetition from Masechta Nedarim, you're right, is this hatfasa. And hatfasa, you're right, if you're matfis in one zach, automatically the ganze zach, the whole nizirus is chal. Right, that we don't know. There's a lot of repetition over here. Next, hareo lai l'shalach pera. What does it mean a pera? V'hu ye pera odom. What is pera? Oh, pera means growth. A growth, the growth of here. L'shalach means to send forth. All of these examples, how many? This is called hatfasa. Hareini kizeh. Hareini misalsel. It's two. Hareini mechalkel. Three. Harei lishalach pera, that's four. Harei zenozir. Okay, next case. I realize see point by watering birds. When do you bring birds? If a person's a no, Tommy. So that Tommy, that's not the goal. The goal is to make it through the term of Nazirus and not become Tommy. How come it says become Tommy? So obviously, it's a tremendous chiddush. Since the possibility exists, Torah says, in the Pesah Pisah, out of nowhere, a nevela falls on him. He's walking down the street, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, from the sky, an airplane, a nevela falls out of an airplane and falls on him. In the Pesah Pisah, the Torah opens up the possibility that a person who's a Nazir, he can become Tameh. I don't have to bring Kurbanos when he becomes Tameh. I have to shave his head. I don't have to go bring Kurbanos and start the Nazirus again. So just by saying Harilayit Siparim, that's also enough in order to be matfis upon the person's self in Nazirus. Rabbi Meir.
What kind of carbon did you bring when he finished?
Animals. Three animals. Animals only. He brings a chatos, a shlamim, and an asham. An oil. Instead of saying birds, what?
He says those kabanas.
Oh, the animals. So then l'chayra is pashut. Then l'chayra.
Maybe it's not unique.
Then l'chayra, if he says the animals of a nazir, it's like pashut, of course. The chiddush is, because... No. So the Gemara is going to explain that in all of these cases, he has to explain himself. He has to, there has to be a nazir, two things. There has to be a nazir in front of him. And he has to say that's what is coming. The Gemara is going to say that there are more conditions that have to be met. Number one, there must be a nazir that is standing in his presence. Number two, he has to tell us that this is what he was thinking in his mind. So it's really a combination of three factors. It's mechichos, because there's a nazir in his presence. Number two, he tells us what was in his mind. But that's not enough. He has to articulate his intent with an expression. But if the expression doesn't make any sense, then we tell him to, if the guy sees in front of him a nazir, and he says, today I will eat donuts. And he tells the Bezdin, when I said donuts, I meant I want to be a nazir. Because a donut has a hole in the middle, and a hole is holy. I want to be holy. So the Bezdin says to him, you're a Meshugana. Just because there's a nazir standing in front of you, and you said, I want to eat donuts, and you're telling us that when you said donuts, you meant to be a nazir, it's nonsense. You have to say something that has substance. The Bezdin can accept that your words have enough substance together with your machshava, together with the fact that in front of you stands a nazir, in order for the chalois nazirus to go into effect. You hear the words? Vaita. So who Taka says only Rav Meir Oimer Meir says nazir, v'chacham Oim Einoi nazir. It's not going to be good enough. The Gemara will discuss all this in very great detail. Now we go to the Gemara. Okay, now we're going to go very quickly. Man Tana, because this really is a chazara of Masechta Nedarim. Man Tana b'seidif. Now first we go Man Tana b'seidif Nashim. Michal says Michli. The more over here is asking a question as why is this Masechta positioned? Masechta Nazir l'cha'ora should be in Seder Kodshim. No, it should be in Seder Kodshim because you bring korbanos. Kodosh yeh gadol perasaray shay. This l'cha'ora is not the place that it does not belong.
The most unusual question for Gemara to ask.
No, many Masechtas. I think most Masechtas, they start off asking the position of the Masechta.
Most amazing.
Shlomo Ben Wis, he learned Shas 37 times, he can go rattle off to you all the places. So the Gemara is the Kash. I don't remember.
Once the Darim is in Shemashim, Nazir follows.
Oh, so the Gemara doesn't give that answer. The Gemara does not give that answer.
Why not?
I don't know. Let's see the Gemara. Michti. Tana b'seder Nashim Koy. The Tana is now holding in Seder Nashim. We learned Masechta Ksubas. Rashi says Masechta Ksubas is the Ikur. The Ikur of Seder Nashim. So now we should go either.
Who says that?
Rashi says that. We'll come to that soon. Let's first go to the Gemara, and we'll come to the Rashi. Listen, Michti, Tana said in Nashim Koy. My time of Tani Nazir. Why didn't you learn Nazir? What does Nazir have to go do? Say the Nashim. The Gemara answers. Tana, the answer is the Tana of the Mishnah means the one that was Masad in the Mishnayis, Akrokoi. He is basing the order of the Mishnah, is based upon a Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, V'hoya, Imloi, Simsa Chain Be'enof, Ki Matzaba Ervas Tavar. A man, we learn Masechta Ksubis. What comes after Ksubis? A man gets married. He gives his wife a Ksuba. And then next comes divorce. Why? The Pasuk says, V'hoya imloy simsa chayim b'yena. And then what does he do afterwards? Zivik sheni, kiddushin. That's what it says, right? I'm not making this up. That's what it says. So how then do we get from Masechta Ksubis to Masechta Seder, Masechta Nazir? It's because really we were going to learn the next Masechta Gittin. Because Masechta Gittin is V'hayim Lo Yisim Sechein B'Einav. Wait a minute. How did it come to be that a person did not find chayin in the eyes of his wife? What went wrong in the marriage? Oh, you know why? Because the wife was mezaneh. The wife was a soita. So we're going to get there. We're going to get the soita. Don't worry. Let's read the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara for a second, okay? Hold off. V'yachakama. Mi v'haya im lo yisimchem b'yeinav. Ki matzvei restava. V'yachakama. Mi gam lo la'aveira. What happened? What went wrong with this man? Now he gets married. And he writes to have a ksuba. And now the marriage is no good. Because his matzvei restava. What was the goyreim for him to find it, for her to be nichshol in araivos? It's because she indulged in the good things of this world. She got too carried away in the gashmis of this world. Yayin is a mashal. Yayin is a mashal of alagut zachin. Yayin represents all. It's a mashal of tanugi olam hazeh. It's a dugma of. It's koil outs. It's the catch-all of all tanugi olam hazeh. Mi garm lo laveira yayin. It's because she was a rangatan in Yayin. Oh,
why
so.
The woman?
What?
Never the man's father.
Never. Men are perfect.
Woman, because the woman drank. Not that the man drank. Why can't you say the man drank?
The man, I hear you. You have a lot of questions from you. A lot of difficult questions.
I'm beginning to get obsessed with my Doc Gibble. I'll get tired and go to sleep.
Me, Goram Lo Lavera. Who caused the Isha to sin? To go be nichshol in arayis, yayin, vikar amar.
Because the husband did nothing, she only had to drive away her misery, so she ended up drinking wine.
And the yayin led her to be nichshol in arayis, vikar amar kol haroya soita bikul kula. So mameila. So what happens? They take her to the Beis Hamikdash as a soita, and then people are observing her. And they see, wow, look what could happen if you have too much wine. You can turn into a soita. So all those present, they see, you know what? I don't want this to happen to me. So they're yazir atzmai min hayayin.
They shouldn't come to soita.
They should not come to soita.
Yayin is before soita.
Exactly. Before gershon.
If you, that's the same way
saying yes. Nazir, a person that's a nazir, it's preventive medicine that the person will never come lidei gershon and lidei soita. All these zachen will never happen. We're going to read the Rashi in a second. I know. We're going to read the Gemara. I know. We're going to read the Rashi in a second. We're going to read the Gemara. Who wants the Gemara first? Because Rashi is saying the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara first. Call Haraya Soita Bigukula Yazar Atsam and Ayayim. Okay, Rashi. In honor of Mr. Rapport, Rashi says, my time is on the Nazir. The my area immediately the Nazir said the Nashim. Why is Nazir said the Nashim? Tana Akrokoi. Uvidinu Dabla Lemis Lebosar Soita. The MS is Mesech the Nazir. Rashi is saying a lot of Chidushim here. I told you in the beginning that where should Mesech the Nazir be? I told you and said, Kachim. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, no. Nazir belongs in Seder Noshim, but it belongs at the end, after Soita. Ella, Aidi, the Talmud Ksubis, we learned Masechta Ksubis, the Iker Seder Noshim. You see what Rashi says? You see the Chiddush? And Rashi learns that the Iker Masechta of Seder Noshim is Ksubis. Not Masechta Kiddushin, not Masechta Gitin, it's Masechta Ksubis. Okay? V'tana Beperik Hamad Madir. And now, Rashi, it's your question, Shlomi Rabinowitz. Why did we learn Masechta Nedarim? Well, how did Masechta Nedarim get into the equation? V'tani be'perik ha'madir, tani lei nidarim, l'bosek subis. The last perik was perik ha'nadir, ha'madir es ishtoi, king subis. First madir es ishtoi, that was nogeh, the sugi of ksubis. And in Meila, we learn about a madir, we learn zachtag nidarim, v'hadu tani nazir. The mas mechle kra, because the pasik, they're juxtaposed in the pasik. The mas mechle kra, lindor, neder, nazir, lahazir. V'hadu tani soit, the amma markole, why you said, the kukul, yazir, asam, and ayayin. Hi, look at that. We know the soitim, the soitim, biti, harba, yayin, I say, yayin is very different. Now, there's a very big problem because what Rashi over saying is how it says in the Gemara. Okay, we can't go through this now. Rashi is giving you a whole different mahalach. The Gemara is giving you its mahalach, and Rashi says something totally different. Rashi does not appear to coincide with what it says in the Gemara. According to Rashi, Rashi says, I'll tell you the reason why I learned the Masechus. Yisikr Masechta the Seder Nashim is Masechta Ksubis. At the end of Masechta Ksubis is a pair called Hamadir. Oh, called Hamadir? No, Chaperein, let's learn now Masechta Nedarim. Oh, and because of Masechta Nedarim, it says, Ishki Yafli Lindor Neder Nozir Lahazir, the words are juxtaposed. Oh, so let's now learn Masechta Nozir as well. And then we'll continue. When we left off, we'll go back to Kedushin, to Gitin, to Soita. Excuse me, that's what the Gemara said. The Gemara said, the reason is because we're up to V'hoyim Le'sim Sechein B'yenov. The Gemara says something totally different. It's since a person, Le'sim Sechein B'yenov. So in other words, the Gemara seems to be saying is that the next Masechta should be Masechta Gitin. That which really what should have been next, which by the way is not, because Gittin Taka is next, and the Gemara is not even addressing Masechta Nedarim. Okay, I don't know. Rashi is adding a lot into the Gemara. The Gemara does not say, and if you look at this at face value, you would basically say that Rashi is commenting on a different Gemara. The sentence over here that it does not sit well. We have to go weiter. Okay, now we go to the main sugya. Pasach be back to the Gemara. Pasach be kinuyin umefaresh yodas. The Mishnah says, "Call kinuyah in the zirus, kin the zirus." The Mishnah opens up with kinuyah, and then the Mishnah says, "Ha'imer aha, aha is not a kinuy, aha is a yad." So there's something that is incorrect in the structure of the Mishnah. Pasach be doing example yodos. Amar Rav Ravin says, "Videm kedi." Who is kedi? Kedi is a name of a Tana. Do you know who he is? Kedi. Omar Rava. Rava said, V'itema, some say Kedi, name of an Amora, and others say Kedi means it was incidental. It was just said over Mepiashmu in the Bet Midrash. Kedi means it was thrown out. And the people of the Bet Midrash, they have it. Machloikis. Some say. What? Yish Bechdi Koine. Some say Kedi is the name of an Amora. That was his name. Others say Kedi means it was like an anonymous post on the website of the Beis Medrash. Someone anonymously posted the following Zach. Kedi, there was a phantom member of the Beit Midrash had no name. They don't know who this person was. Kedi, Chisure Mechsura. There are missing words in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is missing words. What are the words? V'yachitani. Called kinu nizirus kinzirus, and the Mishnah. Here's what went wrong in the Mishnah. It's supposed to say in the Mishnah the yodois nizirus kinzirus. It's supposed to also say in the Mishnah the yodois of nizirus are kinzirus. That is what the Mishnah was supposed to say. Somehow those words were deleted. They got lost in the translation. And then the Mishnah continues to say the eluhein yodois. Haimel, aha, harezen, then harezen ozir. Frek the Gemara, A bazay, that's not the way you go things. If you have A, B, A, B. If you make a statement, A, and then B, and then you want to explain what you're saying, so you should first explain A, and then you explain B. Here the Mishnah is saying A, B, and is explaining B, and then going back to A. So even after you go and you tell me Chisui Mechsera, it's still something is not correct, you're not going in order. So the second thing was the kasha of the lifresh kinu bereisha, A, B. First say the kinuyim.
Right.
So the Gemara says, no, there's another style. It's a matter of style. It's like interior design. Some people, they like to have a bookcase on the left side, a mirror on the right side, and a bed behind them, and a lamp, and a rocking chair. Certain different styles. So some prefer the style of A, B, B, A. It's a matter of style. The Gemara says, so the Gemara is Tanam, who the Solik, who the first Reisha. Kid, I'll prove it to you. I'll show you other Mishnahs where we do just this. It says, Mishnah, Bameh Madlikin Uvamo. It's not Uvameh. Uvamo E Madlikin. Bameh Madlikin. You say this Friday night, I'm sure. Bameh Madlikin Uvamo. Look in the Siddur, you'll see it doesn't say Uvameh. It says Uvamo. Uvamo E Madlikin. Meaning only Ashkenaz says the Mishnahs. In the Yilad Davin, it'll say Kigavna. Kigavna. You know Kigavna? You know what it says in Kigavna? You know how to translate Kigavna? Does anyone know the translation of the words of Kigavna? You can translate the Kigavna for me, you get a prize. Okay, so Ashkenaz, they say the Lord Mishnahs. Bameh Malikin, Uvamo Ein Malikin. This is Nocham Amodi. Nocham Amodi. That's why he didn't go down to Mitzrayim. This is V'loy Nocham.
Kigavna is like Kathy
Hoke. Mr. Rapport, Vahi Bishalach Pari Yasa'am, V'loy Nochum, V'loy Nochum. Why not Nochum? Because it says in the Mishnah, Nochum Hamadi Oimer. He made candles. That's Choshech. Choshech. He had investments. Weiter. One of the oldest jokes in the history of the Jewish people. Weiter. So, Bameh Malikin, Bameh Malikin. So, what does it say? It says first Bameh Malikin, and then it's A, B, and then the Mishnah goes on to say, explain B, A. It says A, Bameh Malikin, Umefarish, A Malikin. You're not going to be Malik with all these types of different oils. So, you see that it's not a kasha, it's a style of writing of A, B, B, A. Another example. Bameh Toimnin. Uvamo ein toimnim. What type of materials are you allowed to use to go and preserve the heat of the food? If it's moist of hevel, and then we write a hatmana. Hatmana. And what do we explain? We explain the ein. A, B, B, A. Ein toimnim, bereisha. Next. Bameh isha yoitza uvamo ein a yoitza. What kind of jewelry is a woman allowed to wear on Shabbos? We are concerned that she may take off her jewelry in the middle of the street to show it to her friend. She wants to make sure, if she does not get a compliment from her friend how beautiful her jewelry is, she'll have to take it off and show it to her friend to make sure she sees what it is so she will get that compliment. Okay, so and it explains what she's not allowed, therefore in the process she'll come to carry it in the Rosh Hashanah. Or she may be embarrassed. She may be embarrassed. She'll take it off because of embarrassment. She realizes that it's not so nice. And she'll carry it, put it in her pocket, and carry it. So there are certain things that there are certain types of jewelry that a woman is not allowed to wear in the street. Some of them is because it's too beautiful, and she doesn't want to flaunt it, or maybe she'll actually want to show it to her friends and take it off and carry it, or other types of items, she may come to realize that it's embarrassing, that it's not as nice as what she thought it was, and she's embarrassed, she'll put it in her pocket and she'll carry. So, Bameh, Isha, Yetuma, in the Yoitza, Mepharish, Loi, say Isha. A, Bresha, A, B, B, A. Oh, Frektik, Vyotanan, Bameh, Yoitza, in the Yoitza, Mepharish, Yoitza. Oh, Frektik, what do you mean? It's not true. I'll show you Pufakert. I'll show you a whole series of Mishnayas where the style is A, B, A, B. For example, when the animal is allowed to go out with on Shabbos, Bereisha, Yesh Noichlin. There are those who are Noichlin. There are types of people that are Noichlin. Bequeath. When they die, their assets go to someone else. Umanchil, and they also inherit. They inherit Noichlin. There are four categories. Then there's Noichlin, they inherit V'loy Manchilin. Manchilin V'loy Noichlin. Loy Noichlin, Loy Manchilin. There are four different categories of this sugya, of different types of inheritance, the rules of inheritance. Umifaresh, and the first item to list is Elu Noichlin Manchilin. So it's A, B, C, D. And then when we explain, it's A, B, C, D. But the basic point over here is that when we go, we give you the explanation, we go back to the A. So therefore, in other words, how can you go answer me? In our Mishnah, we said it's a chesur mechsura. We're missing words. Ki nui nidarim ki nidarim. Yodois nidarim ki nidarim. And then we explain yodois first. The style, A, B, B, A. And we've proven this, a whole collection of Mishnahis that do just that. Frek the Gemara, what's the rule? I'll show you now a whole collection of Mishnahis where the rule is Pumfakert. A, B, A, B. Not A, B, B, A. So basically, you've opened up a can of worms. What is the rule? What is the basic rule? Ela, so the Gemara is not a kasha. It's not a kasha. Le'oilam tani hachi v'tani hachi. It's not a kasha. Einachnami, there's no set rule. Sometimes azoy, sometimes azoy. Ela hasam di sur de nafshehu. Mefarish isur de nafshe bereisha. It all depends on the situation. When it comes to an issur, when the person himself is involved, when there's going to be an issur of bameh madlikin uvamo ein madlikin, oh, chil Shabbos. What you're allowed to light with, very nice. The Gemara is trying to give a basic rule. In other words, einachnam, if you study the Kol Torah Kul, all the Mishnahs, you're going to find different styles. A-B, or A-B, B-A. And the Gemara now is coming to give you an answer. The Gemara first acknowledges it's right. There are different styles. And the Gemara now in the Havamin is coming to give an attempt to explain the logic. And the logic is, when you're dealing with a Dover Osor, where a person can be nichshel in the serious Avera, so we chap around right away to tell you, before you fall asleep, before you learn about the Averos, like for example, when it comes to, what are you allowed to lie with a child? What are you allowed? Bameh madlikin uvamo ein madlikin. If we're going to go give you a whole list of the types of oils that you're allowed to use on Shabbos, big deal. You're allowed to go use this oil, that oil. What you really need to know is what you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. Because if you're going to use what you're not, if you're going to violate and you're going to use what you're not supposed to use, you may come to tilt the nair and be Mechal Shabbos. So it is critical for us to immediately reveal what you're not allowed to use, just in case you get tired or you leave the shir early or you fall asleep. At least immediately you should be made aware of the prohibitions, the severe prohibitions. So then you're asking a question, why don't we just start off Bameh Ein Malikin, Uvamah Malikin? Excellent question. I don't know the answer. Maybe the answer is because we want to be positive. When you want to start off a sugya, you don't want to talk in the negative. You want to go talk positive. I once had someone who told me he went to that every night the father had a child in yeshiva. He had assigned 10 sheets every night for his kid. My child, he did not watch television. He did not fight with his brothers. He did not do this. He did not, all these negative things. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. He didn't do all the other. He didn't use miserable. He did not look at anything that's not supposed to. So at PTA, the father said to the Rebbe, what's this mishigas? Every night I have to sign 10 things. My son did not fight. He did not look at what he's not supposed to look like. He did not do this. He did not do that. Why don't you, instead of focus on the negative, why don't you send him home with sheets, positive? He said Kriya Shema. He played nicely with his siblings. He made a bracha on the food for dinner. And he said, what's this negativity all about? Give me the same sheets to sign for him every night, positive. So the Rebbe was taken aback. He says, you have a good point. But let me tell you a little secret, my friend. In the Torah, there are 365 negative commandments and only 248 positive commandments, which indicates, there are more lois assays than assays. And a child...
I could bring your word differently. Kodesh Baruch Hu told Adam and Chava, he said, you're allowed to eat from everything. Everything's good. But you can't eat from this one.
Okay, you're right.
Hashem didn't start saying, no, you can't eat from that one. Oh, but you can eat from everything else.
You're saying very good. You're saying there's a balance. I don't know the answer. You're asking a very good question. You're asking an answer. The Mishnah, all of the Mishnahs, they all start off with positive. What are you allowed to do and what you can't do? I suspect that the Torah is trying to hint to you, be positive. Be positive. Torah is not here to make your life hard. The Torah is here to give you pleasure. Bameh madlikin. If you start off, Bameh ein madlikin, Everything is us. Everything is us.
What was the Rebbe's answer? The Rebbe's answer was being focused on the negative.
But no. But now, but after we set the tone, Bamed Madlikin, the positive. Now we got to get practical, and we're running out of time. People are going to get distracted. They're going to leave the shiur. They're going to fall asleep. So we don't want someone just to walk out of the shiur without knowing some basics. So right away, because we're dealing with Dvorim Chamurim, Chol Shabbos. So right away, hop around and say what you're not allowed. But you're asking the question, Eibazay, so start off, Ameh, Ein Madlikin, Vameh Madlikin. That far we don't want to go. Because going that far, doing that, you're setting a negative tone.
It's positive, negative, negative, positive.
Oh, okay, same idea. Let's go. Umefarish, let's see. Umefarish. So therefore, he goes Ella Hasam the Isur de Nafshehu Umefarish Isur de Nafshe Bereisha. Gabi Behema. When it comes to the animal, it's no skin off my back. The animal. There's a bit of Shvisas Behema, correct? Any malacha. Excuse me. Any malacha that you're not allowed to do, your animal is not allowed to do. There's Ulman Yenuach Behemtucha V'Chamorcha. Animals are not allowed to work on Shabbos. So. Don't get me started. Animals are not allowed to work on Shabbos. So therefore, let's say the animal works on Shabbos. Who cares? Who cares? Mimela, preserve the A-B-A-B. Bameh Behema Yoitza. Positive. What can an animal do on Shabbos? What can an animal not do on Shabbos? Now we have to elaborate. You want to be negative? There's no need to start off as an emergency. We couldn't kill us. It's not no guarantee. If an animal goes to work on Shabbos, the owner doesn't get punished. There's no chorus. There's no loisa say. There's a din of shvisas behemtai, nasei. Shvisas behemtai. But it's not, relatively speaking, to the other types of things that we're dealing with, it's not so serious. Because it's only an animal. The animal is doing it on its own volition. You're not doing this. It's not no gear you. The mela, you preserve a certain style, A-B. But when you're dealing with the dove that's chomer and isser, then we have to right away chap you before you fall asleep, A-B-B-A. 2 days ago in the shir, a guy was really snoring loud on my shir in the morning. He's really snoring very, very loud. So I told the guy, it's a true story. I told the guy, can you do me a favor and just, you know, give him a sets? He's disturbing the shir. he's making a lot of... So he says to me from the whole shir, he says to me, you put him to sleep. You wake him up. How do you like that? It's a good line? All right, weiter.
So what did you do? You woke him up?
No, I let him sleep. Weiter. Tani hachi, el yolem tani hachi. El yolem tani hachi, el hasam di tzur de nafshehu. It's yisur de nafshehu. Then mefarish yisur de nafshehu b'resha. Gai behema di yisur, di yisura. Aidi behema hu, who the osay the isura? How do you read these words? Okay, so I knew this. The isura. I did him with the osay. It comes through the animal. The isur is not a direct isur. It's an is that comes of through an act of the animal. It's not your avera. The isura al gadim the isura. I yedei via. Behemo hu da'asei, memela mefarish hetera b'reish. That's why we say the hetera first. That's why we preserve. That's right. The Gemara does not like this answer. That's the kash. That's the case. Gabe yesh noichlin nami. Oh, by yesh noichlin, there's no avera in the sugya of all the rules of Yerusha. There's no avera. So there's no avera. You're telling me that when there is no avera, it should be. Gabi yesh nechum nami mefarish ikon nach liberesha. No, I'm sorry. It's not a kash. It's an explanation. Likewise, by nachlets A B C D. Zel bezach. There's no avera. The reason why there we go A B C D is because there's no avera. It's just a matter of statement of fact. So there's no emergency mavelo. So we put, in other words, when there's no emergency, when everyone is calm, cool, collected, you do A, B, A, B. So that's why by Gabi Yesh Nechlem, it's A, B, C, D, A, B, C, D. Gabi Yesh Nechlem, Nami, Mepharish, Ekod, Nachla, Bereisha. Elohocha, Frank, the Gemari, Vazeh, that's the answer. If that's the obvious, is when there's no emergency. Hocha, Lefushe, Kinuye, Bereisha. So the Gemara is saying, if that's the case, after we make an analysis, and we collect all the Mishnayos that give rules, A, B, A, B, or A, B, B, A, the rule is, if there's no emergency, then the default is A, B, A, B. So let me ask you, when it comes to a Nazir, is that an emergency? Is there an Avera by a Nazir? No. Even though the Gemara says there is an Avera when you become a Nazir, but that's a side point. But by a Nazir, there is no prohibition. There's nothing really wrong about being a Nazir. So therefore, the rule by a Nazir should be A, B, A, B. Okay, that's the Gemara's question. Now, the Gemara is making an analysis. We are collecting all the Mishnayos. And we're making an analysis. And our analysis tells us that whenever there is an Isser, there is a prohibition that has to be addressed, emergency. Emergency, address the issue immediately. Therefore, you go from A, B, B, A. But if there's no emergency, if there's no prohibition, so we're cool, we're calm, there's no emergency, relax. Have a cup of coffee. Relax. So then you do it A, B, A, B. Question. So now when it comes to a Nazir, is a Nazir in the category of an Isser? Or is a Nazir in the category of just be cool, relax, chill out? Chill out. There's no sin. There is no Avera in the Sugya of Nazir. The Torah says it's a good thing to become a Nazir. So therefore, which category would you put it in? You would put it in the category of A, B, A, B. Which would then mean it should say kol kinui nedarim kinedarim, the kol yodoi nedarim kinedarim, and then we should right away explain the kinuyim, noziach poziach. But that's not what the Mishnah does. The Mishnah first explains the yodoi. So after our analysis, it turns out that our Mishnah is on the wrong side of the aisle. That's the Gemara's kasha. Beis and a beis. Elahacha lefusha. If that's the case, lefusha kinuyim. They should go first. So we're stuck. An eyes and a kasha. The Gemara says you're right. The Gemara says you know something. You're right. We have to put this way. Ella hainu tam yodos. Where's you right? The etzem. I agree with you. The etzem. It should be an our Mishnah A B A B. But there is an overriding factor as to why we're going to break the rule in this case, and that's because the din of yad is derived through a drasha. Whereas the din of kinui is derived, is explicit. It is a standard drasha, and the rule is anything that the standard halacha. Whereas a yad is a drasha, and anything that comes from a drasha is choviv, and if it's choviv, it comes first. I will give two examples to prove this point. I'll give you an example, a very simple example on Shabbos Chalamoid. What do you lay in first? What do you lay in first? You lay in the Megillah, Shir Hashirim, or Kriyas HaTorah? Rus, Kriyas HaTorah. Kohelet, or Kriyas HaTorah? What do you do? The Megillahs, right? You lay in Megillahs Rus, Megillahs Kohelet, Megillahs Shir Hashirim. And Purim, what do you... Oh, fine, that's one question. Purim, what do you lay in first? You lay in Kriyas HaTorah or Megillah? Purim. Purim. Kriyas HaTorah. You lay in Kriyas HaTorah. Question. Why is it on Purim you lay in first? Same Megillah, the Chumash Megillah. So why on Purim you lay in first Kriyas HaTorah and then the Megillah Sester? And on the Chol HaMoed and Shavuos, it's first the Megillah and then you do Kriyas HaTorah. What? Chanukah, wouldn't Chanukah. Megillah Santi Yoichas? We don't do that. Some takas, some do. Some lay on Shabbos, they lay in Megillah Santi Yoichas. There's such a mimic. What? They lay before Kriyas HaTorah?
Before
Kriyas HaTorah, there is such a minhag. You never see it in our community. It's brought down in Slain, the Gilas Antiyochis, before Kriyas HaTorah. No one does that. So what's the answer? The answer is because laning the Gilas Esther is a din. It's a din. You don't have a choice. It's a halacha. Laning, you make a bracha. Laning Shir Hashirim, Kohelet and Ruos, it's not a din. It's a minhag. It's a custom. And that's why...
What's a din?
Megillas Esther is a din.
It is.
No. Rosh Koheles Yashub is a minhog. A minhog is chaviv. Chaviv comes first. Havdalah and... Also, you only say when they're equal. Atadu v'shed atadu is only when they're both dinim. One is a minig, one is a halacha, then you don't say tadu. Chanukah candles in shul, what do you light first? Chanukah candles or havdalah? Chanukah candles. And then you light havdalah. At home, the opposite. Why home? Yeah, because at home it's a din. You have to make Abdullah and you have to Chanukah candles. In shul, lighting Chanukah candles is not a din, it's a minhag. Minhag, it's Chavu comes first. Okay, two. Zelbazach. Over here, really, the rules AB, it should be AB. But because B is a drasha, it's only known to a drasha, it's Chavu. Memela, we break the rule. AB, BA. I don't want to think about it. It causes me too much pain.
Think about it.
I can't hear. What? I'm going to go to the hospital.